from heaven. Let's talk about that. Vast amounts of donated money flow into the so-called mega churches each and every week, and none of it flows out in taxes. Today, a half dozen of America's most popular ministries are under scrutiny by the Senate Finance Committee. Here's what's at issue: whether or not they deserve their tax-exempt status. CNN's congressional correspondent Dana Bash reports.
Somebody's getting ready to get up, get up, get up in the name of Jesus.
Televangelist Paula White reaches millions of faithful from her 22,000 member Without Walls Church, one of the fastest growing churches in the country. She's been dubbed a prosperity preacher.
Your family's going to look different. Your finances is going to look different.
Telling followers the more they give, the more they'll be blessed. Now, White's and five other media-based ministries are being investigated for alleged financial misconduct by Republican Senator Charles Grassley.
I'm just interested in not the personality and not the preaching of these people. I'm only interested, are the laws being followed?
He says he's following up on news reports and complaints to his office from whistleblowers about possible misuse of millions of dollars that go to tax-exempt megachurches.
Bentleys, Rolls Royces, corporate jets, $23,000 commodes in a multi-million dollar home. Just think of a $23,000 marble commode. A lot of money going down the toilet, you could say.
Federal law grants churches tax-exempt status and prohibits leaders from using donations to enrich themselves. But the law does not require churches to report how the money is spent. Grassley wrote the six televangelists asking for detailed information about their expenses, compensation, and amenities for executives. Ministries who responded to CNN insist they've done nothing wrong. Creflo Dollar of World Changers Church said, "My life and my ministries have always been an open book, and that won't change now." World Healing Center Church complies with the laws that govern church and nonprofit organizations and will continue to do so, said Pastor Benny Hinn.
My interest as a public official is that we have tax exemption for charitable giving. We want to make sure that that tax exemption isn't abused, because you as a middle income taxpayer are going to make up for abuse of somebody else.
Grassley says he doesn't know if churches are breaking any laws, but says current tax law may need to be updated to require stricter rules and transparency on how donations to churches are spent. Dana Bash, CNN, Capitol Hill.